Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A ship with a cracked hull filled with Russian fertiliser is floating off the UK coast, having been refused entry by ports in Norway, Denmark and Britain. It's called the Ruby. It's flying under a Maltese flag. It's reportedly carrying 20 times more fertiliser than the ship which exploded in Beirut in 2020 with devastating consequences. And I'm joined now by former director of the Irish Coast Guard and former head of the EU crisis mission to Somalia, Chris Reynolds. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Claire.
So you used to be the guy in charge of deciding whether a ship like this one could take refuge in Irish ports. So you would have been taking this decision. So you understand what's at stake here.
Yes. Under EU regulations, every country has to have a single decision maker who makes decisions on place of refuge. And that decision maker needs to be independent of basically the political and the local politics of the scene and makes the decision on the national interest.
Did you ever encounter a situation like this one?
Yes, indeed. We had a number of times where ships got in trouble crossing the Atlantic and they'd look for a place of refuge, probably in Bantry Bay, to do repairs. Sometimes we permitted it and sometimes we said no, depending on a risk assessment.
Mm-hmm. So what would you be considering?
Well, the main problem here is that it has a cracked hull. It is not under its own steam. It's being towed. And it has 20,000 tons of ammonium nitrate on it. And although ammonium nitrate is a stable compound, you have Ray Lane on later on today. He was my bomb disposal researcher. And he'll tell you that ammonium nitrate was used by the IRA in almost all their bombs as ANFO, ammonium nitrate fuel oil. So it can be made into a bomb quite simply by a detonator and primers. And obviously that can then, if it's from Russia, you have to ask a lot of questions.
So what's going to happen here? What do you foresee the solution is?
Malta has said, Malta's a flag that it's under, and Malta has just been released from being a black flag to being a grey flag. So they'll want this resolved. But they said they won't let it into Malta where it's trying to go unless it gets rid of the cargo. And nowhere's going to take it in to get rid of the cargo, I'd imagine. So I think its main option is to go back to Russia, to the port of Kola, where it came from, and get repairs there in hopes that it can get there before the winter sets in.
Mm-hmm. It's already been refused entry in a number of places. I said Norway, Denmark and Britain. So it's sitting out there in no man's land. Is that what's happening to it right now?
Yeah, it's off Margate in just outside the Thames. You can see it on its transponder. The UK government are not letting it through the channel at the moment. Their version of that decision maker is called SOSREP, the Secretary of State Special Representative. They'll probably demand it goes back, but it may try to come around the north of Scotland and down the west coast of Ireland to try to head towards Malta. And that wouldn't be good.
So would that mean it's in Irish territorial waters if they do that?
They probably won't come inside territorial waters, but they would come inside our EEZ. And under international law, we have rights about pollution and certain rights are over movement of traffic in that EEZ, which is outside 12 nautical miles.
So can we do anything about it if they decide to take that route?
Well, we can just monitor its passage and make sure it doesn't encroach into our waters and issue an instruction for it not to enter narrow waters and make it a crime if they do.
Mm. What happens if it did?
You have to be arrested, detained and prosecuted. And then you have all the problems then of you now own the problem. So it's there's no good solution here. The best solution is it goes back to where it came from for repairs.
Mm-hmm. How badly damaged do you think it is reading the reports this morning?
To me, it sounded like it grounded outside the port. It left. And it should have gone back. The port authorities and the Russian authorities should have made it come back and get repairs. But it tried to go on to the Canary Islands, which was its destination initially. And when it went to Tromsø, which is the very north of Norway, they kicked it out when they saw the damage it had to its hull, its propellers, its rudders. And so it's not in good nick. But there's no indication it's going to sink or explode, as it ammonium nitrate is fairly stable when it's left alone.
Mm-hmm. But it is being pulled around by a tugboat, so we assume it can't be powered under its own steam.
No. And we did have another incident with a Russian vessel off our south coast, the Admiral Kunutsov, back about 15 years ago, where they spilled a large quantity of oil into our waters. And they've never paid. I chased the Russian authorities for a decade, but they never paid the costs of that fuel spill. So any port looking to take in a Russian cargo vessel will have to wonder about insurance. And if anything happens, will they ever get paid for the damage that ship will do?
So is there an overarching authority, Chris, one that will make a call on this?
The Coast Guard.
Of which country, though, if it's floating around and nobody wants to take responsibility for it?
Oh, there is nothing. I mean, if it's in international waters, which is where it's trying to stay, there is no authority that has to make that decision. So it's in limbo.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you very much for explaining it all to us. That's Chris Reynolds there. We will take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.